Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Newfound Records Radio Hour, the show that features all kinds of Newfoundland and Labrador music from the vinyl era, the 50s, 60s, 70s, and 80s. If you're a hopeless nostalgic, if you're stuck in a vinyl groove, if you're inclined to drift from the mainstream, stay tuned for an hour full of music by Newfoundland and Labrador's pioneer recording artists with your host, Wayne Tucker.
Thank you for tuning in. My name is Wayne Tucker. Now, throughout today's show, I'll be spinning some obscure pre-digital recordings by Newfoundland and Labrador singer-songwriters from days of yore. So you stay tuned, and you're going to hear from the likes of Bruce Moss, Christopher Kearney, Dave Nickel, Rex Hemian, and a whole lot more, depending on how many I can squeeze in. And we're going to start off the show with one of my favorite singer-songwriters. And unless you're a regular listener to the Newfound Records Radio Hour, you probably never heard of this guy. And that is Cornerbrook's Jeff White. Now, Jeff White put out an album that was called Grey Lord, his only vinyl LP. He released it, I believe, in 1976. And I did the math. That's exactly 40 years ago. 40 years ago, and in my opinion, an LP that was way ahead of its time and is on my personal short list of the greatest NL albums ever. And it still stands up today. Beautiful music on this album, superb musicians, great songs, they're well sung. And unfortunately, at least to the best of my knowledge, this album, Grey Lord, has never been released on compact disc. It's just been buried in vinyl oblivion. You'll be hard-pressed to find a good copy of that today. Now, Jeff White, he was from Cornerbrook, as I said earlier, and he wrote all the songs on his album, and he sings all the songs. And most of them are spiritual, and they reflect the influence of his Baha'i faith. So right now, you're going to hear a track called Buffalo Boy. And according to the liner notes of this LP, the heart of this song contains the lesson, don't love a man because of the color of his skin. Now, this song, it starts off slowly, but I like the way the passion builds as the piece progresses, and it reminds me a little bit of the classical piece, Ravel's Bolero. I invite you now to crank up the volume and immerse yourself in this beautiful song by Jeff White.
Going round all virgin world that one day made her smile. Turning down each flock and herd forever or a while. That one day made her smile. Borderline called out her name till nightingales crowed. Satan's hand reached out and drew the color from her bow, white to black in buffalo. Thank you.
in the night. Turn to sackcloth in the light.
Buffalo boy, 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 Buffalo boy.
Listen to the most recent Newfound Records show whenever you want at newfoundrecords.ca.
I know that I've seen you somewhere before in a dream. I don't want to scare you, just to be near you, you see, you see. I can see your no child, I can tell by your smile, so stay. And open your arms and cast out your charms my way, for you, you were made for my love, you. Life is the curtain when nothing is certain, you see. And this offer I'm making, I hope that you take it, it's free, yeah, it's free. And mornings will come, and songs will be sung for you. In one kiss you can show me tonight, you can know me, it's true, oh, it's true. That you, you were made.
You just heard St. John's folky Dave Nicol, and the lovely song that he sang was My Love, composed by Dave Nicol, sung by Dave Nicol, and released only as a single on the Columbia label. And like the Jeff White song that you heard before that, That song by Dave Nickel has never been released on compact disc, not to my knowledge at least. Well, okay, time to have a little break, but do stick around because we'll be right back with more Newfoundland and Labrador singer-songwriters from the vinyl era.
Hi, this is William Shatner. Imagine a children's hospital network that boldly goes where none have gone before, and that's Shriners Hospitals for Children. Shriners Hospitals combines state-of-the-art research and teaching programs with world-class orthopedic burn, spinal cord injury, and cleft lip and palate medical care. At Shriners, tomorrow's medical care is here today. Call 1-800-361-7256 for more information. Shriners, having fun and helping kids.
Hi, you are listening to C
H
M
R Radio 93.5.
St. John's, Newfoundland.
You're listening to the Newfound Records Radio Hour on CHMR in St. John's, CJBI on Belle Island, VOBB in Bonbay, BOIR in Cornerbrook, Southern Shore Sounds in Fairland, and CIOE in Lower Sackville, Nova Scotia. Once again, here's your host, Wayne Tucker.
Welcome back. More Newfoundland and Labrador singer-songwriters are coming your way now. Now, I don't know how old you may be, but if you're old enough, you may have been tuned into the St. John's folk scene 4 or 5 decades ago. That's, say, in the late 60s, the early 70s back then. And if so, does the name John Kearney or perhaps Christopher Kearney ring a bell with you? Well, singer-songwriter Christopher Kearney, he was a force on the local folk scene back then. I have faint memories of him from the early 1970s, especially a song that I think got lots of local radio play. It's called Rocking Chair Ride. Apparently, Christopher Kearney was born in Toronto, but he spent several years in St. John's. Not sure when, but it was sometime in the 60s and perhaps on into the early 70s. He was known at first as John Kearney, and later he became known as Christopher. And I understand he moved back to Toronto after living in St. John's. I think he lives in California today. When he got back to Toronto, he released a few singles and 3 LPs through the 1970s, and almost all of the songs on those LPs he wrote himself. So right now, from his LP Pemmican Stash that he released in 1973, that's the second of 3 LPs released by Kearney. Here is Christopher Kearney to sing one of his own compositions, Jubal's Dream.
A bullet in the side sent Jackson Ford home early in 42. Back on his feet, he bought him some land with the money he was due. Now not quite enough to live on, but somehow he'd get by. A girl from Waycross, and Jubal was born in July. Now they struggled on through the 50s, barely making any headway. Jackson lost his crop in 59 and it sent him to an early grave. Well, mama counted on her boy to keep it all together. Yes, as hopeless as it seemed, perhaps it was meant to be. Jubal's dream was built on a bigger of Georgia clay. His only crime was being poor, so they took his dream away. It's been 4 years breaking rock for the state. Jubal came home today. His only crime was being poor, so they took his dream away. It's been 4 years breaking rock for the state, and Jubal came home today. Now the town folk called them croppers, try to take away their land. Well, mama and son, both unarmed, made one more last ditch stand. Shot rang out, a slug went wild, the sheriff was on the floor. Last time mama saw Jubal alive was when they wrestled him out the door. Yeah, laying roads in the Georgia sun can turn a man's blood to coal. A deputy's club don't pay no mind, and a shotgun has no soul. A broken man about half gone, try to make a getaway. The dogs ran out and chased him down, he was dead by the break of day. Jubal's dream was built on an acre of Georgia clay. His only crime was being poor, so they took his dream away. It's been 4 years breaking rock for the state, and Jubal came home today.
This is Rocky Wiseman. You're listening to the Newfound Records Radio Hour on CHMR 93.5 FM with Wayne Tucker.
Bob Nobby Lambert. The song was called Nobby's Lament, and I took it from the album Nobby's Lament. It was written and sung by Bob Lambert, and that's an autobiographical number. Actually, if you're listening to the lyrics, it deals with Lambert's transition from local hockey swinger, as he sang in the song, to a serious recording artist, and it was not a seamless transition. And in the song, he pleads with listeners to take his new career seriously because he was known as a tough guy back in his hockey days. And I think this was a problem for him because his album, as I said, the title was Nobby's Lament. It really, I think, was a great album. Superb musicians out there. And Lambert put a lot of effort and money went into it to try and hit the big time. But unfortunately for him, sales never reached expectations, and he wasn't taken seriously, I don't think. Well, up before Bob Lambert, you heard Christopher Kearney. You're listening to Newfound Records. I'm Wayne Tucker, and the songs that you're hearing on today's show were all written and sung by Newfoundlanders and Labradorians. Now, the next singer-songwriter on the platter is Derek Pelly. And Derek is probably best known as one of the founding members of trad rock groups like Figgy Duff and Red Island. He's been a sort of a session musician down through the years for artists like Ron Hines, Rollins Cross, Bristol's Hope, Amelia Kern, and more recently he's recorded with young Justin Martin's Generations Band. I think Derek is best known as a backing musician, never in the limelight really, and he's certainly known as a fellow that gets the job done on bass guitar when anyone's looking for a bass player. So as such, he's not been in that spotlight, but few people, I would suspect, know that he did step into the spotlight on one occasion, probably in the early 90s, when he recorded the album Near Life Experience. And that album, as far as I know, was only released on cassette tape. It was during that era of transition, actually, between vinyl and digital. And in that era, cassette tape actually ruled. On his album, Near Life Experience, Derek wrote and sang all the songs, and he had a distinguished group of backing musicians, some local, some from the UK. I think that's where the tape was recorded. Some of the musicians, in fact, had played with Fairport Convention and mega groups like Jethro Tull. Well, here now is Derek Pelly with his own composition, Roll Down the Line.
Thank you. Hi, this is Derek Pelley, and you're listening to the Newfound Records Radio Hour with Wayne Tucker.
Silence moves in hand with darkness. A peaceful, easy feeling settles in. Troubles of the day will soon be over. And I will find myself alone again. Sail away on some enchanted ocean, or fly away across a timeless star. Leave behind the troubles and the sorrow. Shake them loose and watch them floating by.
Was Labrador's Harry Martin. And Harry Martin, he's one of my favorite local singers and songwriters. I find his material to be very poetic, often deal with local subjects. I know he spent a time in Cartwright on the coast of Labrador. Not sure where he was born, how long he lived there. He's just such a great singer, a great feeling to his songs, great earthiness, I think. He released one vinyl LP, and that was self-titled Harry Martin. It was back in 1981, and he did it on the Key label in Stephenville. The track you just heard was from that album, and then the track was called Magic of the Night. Now, Harry Martin wrote and sang all the tracks on his LP, and it's a terrific LP. I highly recommend it if you're a vinyl collector to add that to your collection if you can find it. Before Harry Martin, you heard Derek Pelley. Okay, time for Newfound Records to take another break, but please stay put, because when we return, you'll hear more Newfoundland and Labrador singer-songwriters.
Mr. Mel Tillis is one of the artists that you will hear every Friday night during the Good Old Country Show. That's right, CHMR, Mon Radio, has a great classic country music show every Friday night with your host, Country Gary. Tune in at 9 p.m. for 4 hours of the best in classic country music on 93.5 FM.
I'll be helping Angel make it through
life. Yes, and if you're a country music lover, you won't want to miss Country Gary's show. Now, here's a public service announcement. The Mon Tabletop Games Club is dedicated to providing gamers in St. John's with a friendly, social atmosphere in which to play board games and card games. Meetings take place on Wednesday evenings at 5 p.m., usually in the loft or room C2026. To confirm the location, just search Mon Tabletop Games Club on Facebook. That's Mon Tabletop Games Club. This announcement has been a public service of 93.5 CHMR FM.
All right, we're jamming. I want to jam it with you.
You're jamming to CHMR 93.5.
You're listening to the Newfound Records Radio Hour. Each week, your host, Wayne Tucker, spins the music of Newfoundland and Labrador's pioneer recording artists. The show originates from the CHMR studios at the campus of Memorial University in St. John's. In addition to being heard on CHMR, Newfound Records is also pleased to be heard on VOBB Bombay, CJBI Belle Island, BOIR Cornerbrook, Southern Shore Sounds in Fairyland, and CIOE in Lower Sackville, Nova Scotia. Be sure you check out the program's companion website. The address is newfoundrecords.ca. Sit back and enjoy the most recent programs there whenever you want to. And you can find Newfound Records on Twitter and on Facebook. Send your email to Wayne at newfoundrecords.ca. We now return to Newfound Records with your host, Wayne Tucker.
Well, thank you, Rosemary, and welcome back to you. I'm Wayne Tucker, and Newfound Records now continues to shine a light on Newfoundland and Labrador singer-songwriters of yesteryear. Now, you're probably familiar with the song that goes something like this. I'm a Newfoundlander born and bred, and I'll be one till I die. I'm proud to be an islander, and here's the reason why. Oh boy, please forgive me, Bruce Moss. He's the guy that composed and sung the modern classic, The Islander, and it was released on Bruce's LP called The Islander on the Key label back in 1982. And it was Bruce Moss's only vinyl album, and believe me, it is full of great songs, and it's another album that's on my shortlist as one of the province's finest ever. The song The Islander has been recorded by many groups, and just a few of them are a group called The Fine Crowd, Kilkenny Crew, The Navigators, Shanaganuck, they recorded it. Very popular song at live performances, and probably you sang along with that catchy chorus during a live show. Well, now, since 1989, Bruce Moss has been very active as a Christian singer-songwriter, and according to his website, he is now working on his 10th CD. So if you want to find out more about Bruce Moss and his music ministry, you can visit the website, thebloodofthelamb.com. But right now, from his LP, The Islander, here is Bruce Moss singing one of his lesser-known ditties, and a fine song it is, The North Shore.
As I gaze out at the ocean, I see dark clouds choking the sky, and the cold north wind is blowing in. But the seabirds no longer fly, and the waves roll in on the seashores like they've done since the earth began. But the water's not clear, there's a smell in the air. How much can this poor world stand? How much more can this poor world stand? Fishing boats no longer float, they've been beached up on the sand. All the nets are torn and need mending, but no one will lend a hand. 'Cause the fishermen have abandoned them, their contraps and their jigs. They have left their homes and their families to work on the oil rigs, to work on the oil rigs. And the ocean floor, a million barrels a day. And they say the odds are 10 to 1 that it will spill into the bay. But we've seen what happened in Mexico, and when two oil tankers collide, the white sandy beaches have been destroyed, and all the birds have died. Black gold has taken its toll on the land and in the sea. And my children often ask me how things used to be, when the seabirds flew and the waters were blue and the waves washed the white sand and the cod trap lines and jiggers were used by the fishermen, were used by the fishermen. As I gaze out at the ocean, I see dark clouds choking the sky, and a cold north wind is blowing in. But the seabirds no longer fly, and the waves roll in on the seashores like they've done since the earth began. But the water's not clear, there's a smell in the air. How much can this poor earth stand? How much more can this poor earth stand?
Hi, I'm Bob MacDonald, and you're listening to Newfound Records with Wayne Tucker on 93.5 CHMR FM.
Save $47 every second pay. Gotten my ticket, I'm on my way back home. Heading for the port of Bass Ferry. Patches on the pockets of my old blue jeans. I'm the lightest traveler you ever seen, but I'm coming home. Gotta make the port of Bass Ferry. Hitching a ride, a quarter rope, past Grand Falls, not a second look back. Just looking forward to you. Dirt from the mines way down in my soul. What I need's fresh air, beer that's cold, people who like me for what I am. For 18 months, I kept on trying. Decided I had to go, cause my soul was dying. Had to get back to you by the port of Bass Ferry. Hitching a ride, a corner road, past Grand Falls, not a second look back. Just looking forward to you. Hurting my last damn new video. Just ain't fair, they ain't my fault. Not like the people to the east of the port of Bass Ferry. Save $47 every second pay. Gotten my ticket, I'm on my way back home. Gotta make the port of Bass Ferry. Hitching a ride, a corner broke. Past Grand Falls, not a second look back. Just looking forward to you. I'm coming home, even on the port of Bass Ferry.
That was Dr. Wayne Nesbitt with the Port of Bass Ferry. Now, Wayne Nesbitt was certainly best known for his day job. He was a distinguished professor at Memorial University in the Faculty of Education. In fact, he received the university's President's Award for Distinguished Teaching in 1993, and he was nominated by Memorial University for Canadian Professor of the Year Award.
He's a recipient of the Order of Newfoundland and Labrador. That was in 2011. Not for his singing and songwriting, though. And unfortunately, he passed away not real long after receiving the Order of Newfoundland and Labrador. And I would have to think that very few people who knew him as a distinguished professor knew that he also dabbled in singing songwriting. In fact, Wayne Nesbitt recorded a few singles, three, I think, at Claude Sound Studios in Stephenville back in the early 1980s. And perhaps he was best known for the single that you just heard, The Port-au-Basque Ferry. That one was released in 1980. Before Wayne Nesbitt, you heard Bruce Moss. You're listening to Newfound Records. My name is Wayne Tucker, and today we're spinning Newfoundland and Labrador singer-songwriters. Now, you may be familiar with the song Bingo and Another World, but don't worry, I'm not going to sing it for you. It was penned by Botwood's Rex Hemion, and he was also known for a few other songs, including Bubbles in the Glass, Rough and Tumble Newfie, Homesick Newf, I think was another one. Rex released four albums, beginning in 1974. The last one was in 1981, and most of the songs on his albums were his own compositions, like this one. I'm taking this from his second album. The album is called Country Singer on the Isle of Newfoundland. It was released in 1976, and the song is Lonely Barroom Tears.
So many times you meet them in a barroom all alone. No one who really loves them, no family waiting home. It seems as life has passed them by, and no one really cares. They'll sit at any table and cry their barroom tears. They'll tell you how it started, how their true love first turned bad. Tell you all the things they did and all the friends they had. How the world has turned against them and it's been this way for years. They'll sit at any table and cry their barroom tears. They forget to tell you how it was a few short years ago. How they had a wife and family that really loved them so. Two daughters and a loving son he hasn't seen in years. They just sit back and cry for you. Their lonely barroom tears. You ask me how I know so much about this type of men and how I've seen it happen time and time again. Well, brother, let me tell you, it's now I've started to care. Tonight you won't hear me cry my lonely barroom tears. No, tonight you won't hear me cry my lonely barroom tears.
Hi, I'm J. Terry Hines, and you're listening to Newfound Records with Wayne Tucker.
It's in the making at last. The club's growing fast. It's the place for all newfies to go. Call the Caribou Club, and there's never a snob. It's the friendliest place in T.O. If you come to the club, you will find all the folks there are real genuine. There's Orange and there's Mix, and they're still playing tricks on each other at the Caribou Club. There's Willie from Harbor Lagoon and Betty from Old Bacaloo. There's Tom and Joel Pike, and they're from Heart's Delight. There's a write-up from Corner Brook, too. If a woman should call you, my dear, you can bet that she's from Carbonear. And if Joey were here, he would cry in his beer just to see what his people could do. Well, its founder is a man from our soil. He comes from a place called Belle Isle. His name is Ray Kent, and we owe him our thanks for the Caribou Club and his toil. So friends, when you come to T.O., there's only one place you can go. If you're from Newfoundland, then the thing you should do, call the Caribou Club, it was built just for you.
There's no doubting that man's voice. That was Dick Nolan, of course, and the song was The Caribou Club. That's from his album Be True Newfoundlanders. Dick released that around 1968. Now, Dick released in total around 40 albums, and many on vinyl and the rest on compact disc or cassette tape. And in most of those, he usually covered other writers' material. But over the years, he did pen, I don't know, a dozen or so numbers, including the one that you just heard, which was called simply The Caribou Club. Before Dick Nolan, you heard Rex Hemion. Now up next, here's probably Newfoundland's first singer-songwriter. And this man was best known for his song, The Squidjigging Ground, and now you know who I'm talking about. The man is Art Scammell. And Mr. Scammell originally recorded that, I think it was in 1943. It was released then on a 78 single. As a matter of fact, he recorded it twice back in the 40s. Once, I think, with a guitar accompaniment and once with piano accompaniment. He released a few other singles back in the early 40s as well, and they were all his own compositions, including this one, in which Art Scammell is accompanied by Bucky Lacombe on guitar. This one is called The Capelin Hall. You're listening to the Newfound Records Radio Hour.
Hurry up, Uncle John, you don't want a coat. The rest of the Saint crew are down in the boat. So rush your mug up, we mustn't be late. The Capelin are shy and we've got to have bait for a crowd of Bolshermen. Yesterday morning up there to the head, you could cast all you like, so said Skipper Fred. But they've gone out since that and they're going out still. Men, we'll want some more weight on the Bunton, cried Phil to a crowd of Bolshermen. Alfgate House's bait skiff is here on the spot. They've shot the seine twice, but they've got no great lot. Tis foully bottom out here on this reef. What say if we tuck some aboard of the skiff, cries a crowd of Bolshermen. When you're ready, you can have away, saying Uncle Joe. There's Capelin all round us and Capelin below. Draw in on the arms now and lesser your prate. If the seine don't get foul, we'll have enough bait for a crowd of Bolshermen. Haul away on the foots, there forward and aft, and Cecil keep working the spread and the gaff. Where Skipper Tom Hines, he's out in the punt. Hold on, slack away, boys, he's foul in the bunt, cries Tom to Bolshermen. All clear, haul away, but don't close the seine. I wish we had tied on a little more chain. Right under the counter you can see the white foam. That broken Claude Killick is still coming home, roared all the Bolshermen. Go easy a minute and see what he'll do. He got her again, cries one of the crew. Hurry up, close the foots, keep the heads from going down. Turn them out in the bunt, boys, ball Uncle Joe bound to a crowd of Bolshermen. Lay hold of a dip net and dip away, men. If that's not enough, why, we'll shoot once again. But if that's sufficient, we'll make for the bawn. Look here, Skipper Phil, why, this ha'n't a spawn, cries John a Bolshermen. Now where he got foul, there went out, I low, a good winter's diet for Skipper Phil's sow. but we've dried up enough in the Seine anyway to fatten the dogfish of Notre Dame Bay, roared all the Bolshermen. Put the Seine on the gallus, one hand share the bait. Hurry up there, my lads, for 'tis now getting late. We're all feeling hungry, 'tis time that we ate, for neither the tide nor the codfish will wait for a crowd of Bolshermen. If you find the time dull and the hours seem long, and you don't regret leaving your bed before dawn, grab your oilskins quick, there's no time for tea. Jump into the bait skiff, come Seine and we, me, and a crowd of Bolshermen.
That was Art Scammell. Well, Newfound Records is winding down now, and next up is a track from Newfoundland's first singer-songwriter to record a whole LP of his own songs, and that man was Trout River's Roy Payne. Roy Payne released the album entitled Love and Hate and Women's Lib in 1971, and it was released on the Marathon label. And you're about to hear a song from that now. This is Roy Payne with Where Blue Waters Fall.
The highway signs are passing behind me, and I see another town just up ahead. The neon signs are flashing and fighting me, but I see blue waters instead. The lonely times will soon be over, and no more will I ever feel alone. Soon I'm gonna be where the good life waits for me, back where the blue waters roam. Any place in New Brunswick, that is where I wanna go. Any place in New Brunswick, where I can see the blue waters fall. The city life I'm leaving behind me, for the only life that I know. Yes, soon I'm gonna be where the good life waits for me, back where the blue waters fall. Any place in New Brunswick, that is where I'll make my home. Any place in New Brunswick, where I can see.
Well, unfortunately, time has just about run out. Thanks for tuning in, and I hope you enjoyed the show, and I look forward to seeing you back again next week. Taking us home today, here's Billy Dinn with his own composition, Dinn's Shoal Bay Waltz. Bye-bye.
Thanks for tuning in to the Newfound Records Radio Hour. The show was recorded at the CHMR Studios, Memorial University in St. John's, Newfoundland. It was researched, produced, and hosted by Wayne Tucker. Send your emails to wayne@newfoundrecords.ca. I'm Rosemary Thorne, inviting you to tune in again next week for more rare music from the pioneer recording artists of Newfoundland and Labrador. Have a great week, and we'll see you next Saturday.
There it is.